Right, let's go. Well, I think that makes my statement clear.
Yeah, I don't think there's any need to carry on. I know. We'll just let this finish and that'll be the end of it.
Guys, they were on the edge of their seats. I
wonder how many people actually stopped it at that point.
Well, they would have lost out on on a whole load of Ace Entertainment fun.
Yeah.
So what's happened today is we've been to Chippenham. The first time I've ever been to Chippenham. I'm ashamed to say, in a way, because we live so close. But then there's nothing there. So it's kind of
What else will we do there? There is nothing there.
Well, there is.
Nothing. There is nothing.
To be fair.
No, there's nothing.
It's a little sort of towny place with houses. And
there's nothing there.
But we went there to go and meet the comedian Will Hodgson, who you've never heard of. Have you?
I had never heard of before this. No.
And when you met him, you weren't like, Tim.
No. What?
You know, sometimes you don't know somebody and then you actually meet them and then you're like, oh, but you didn't tell me it was them.
Oh, I thought, Tim.
Tim.
There's no Tim there.
No.
No. I did look him up before we went and
he
was exactly as I imagined.
Okay.
Only without the hair.
That's great.
Obviously before he had hair.
Yeah, well, if you go and watch the video at mattandben.net, that's probably the best way to do it. You can see that he's a bald gentleman, but he used to have pink hair, but he shaved it all off because he was afraid that it was becoming a bit of a trademark, so he thought, right, let's get rid of this before it becomes a cliche, you know. But it seemed to go fairly well. The thing is, when we've done these things before, things have always gone wrong. When we went to Bath, we got off at the wrong train station. When we
went to Birmingham, we forgot to record it.
Yeah.
It was kind of a little bit of a
turn the
drawback.
Mic on. We didn't get and we got lost. We didn't get really that lost. All the trains tended to be on time today.
Yeah.
We had the interview, which seemed to largely revolve around the discussion of pornography.
Well, that's the bit you remember.
There was a lot of porn discussion, which I didn't embark on. But you have to watch the video to see all of that.
Yeah, they were comparing notes.
And the only thing really that is concerning me is that we travel with a load of tripods. Well, today I brought a mic stand with me as well, like a musician's mic stand, because I thought that's maybe how we could attach the microphone, but it just doesn't work at all.
No, a little stand to put it on the table, that works brilliantly.
Yeah, I've got a tiny little cheapy stand that it just works really well. Because the problem is, for you nerds about sound recording, we are in a lovely studio at the moment, which means the microphones are on these they're on sort of arms, but they also have sort of springy bits on the microphone.
For you nerds, they have these things and then these bits here.
they've got things like that. When
those
we bang
cages
on the table,
with bungee cord on them.
Yeah,
they have a name.
So when we bang on the table, it's
you can hear it, but only because there's a noise.
Yeah, I think it's called a ringer or something.
Really?
Yeah, but it doesn't vibrate through it. However, this microphone, this very fancy microphone that I've got, came with an awful stand because the vibrations just go right up inside it. And we're testing it out in the pub as we test all of our equipment. And it just it sounded really...
Yeah, it made a really dull sort of thud. It was that noise.
It was exactly that noise. It was a tinny kind of... But with this new stands that we've got, again, just very cheapy from, and it works very well. So if you're planning on recording interviews in coffee shops, don't get any ideas, Charlie McDonald. Any ideas? This is not...
Oh, dear.
These are not tips. Anyway, let's move on. Oh. No, I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter.
No, no. Anyway, yeah, moving on.
Anyway.
Moving on.
We've got a load of... What have you done?
Ow, that really hurt.
What was that?
I don't know. Ooh.
What did you do?
Ow. What? No, I had a... This...
Yeah,
which is some. I assumed
a bit of cotton
was
or
just
something.
Some. Yeah, just some. Just, but I pulled it apart, and it, something hit me.
Something hit
like
you.
Like there was an elastic band in it, and it just went. And it hit me. But it, there isn't, as far as I. Oh no, there's one. There's a bit of elastic in it.
Oh god!
And it snapped, and it hurt me more than I was expecting anything to.
Oh, dear me, bit of drama for the podcast, isn't it? Oh dear, but you're all right though. You're not bleeding.
I'm okay. Yeah, I think I'll live.
It's okay.
I think I will survive it.
Sure, you had me worried there. You did have me worried. Yeah. But anyway, we've got a lot of tripods that we travel with, but we've only ever really used one.
How many do we have? We have three large tripods, plus your mic stand, plus a small... Well, the small microphone tripod thing,
plus
a small camera tripod, and a small beanbag thing with a screw in it. To put a camera on.
And we always tend to use the little small ones because we find ledges and...
Yeah.
Well, we've
never used all of the tripods that we've taken.
No. We've always used, ledges. And you've got a very good eye for ledges. we go into a pub and you go, oh, look at those ledges. That's exactly what he does.
Is that exactly what I do?
Oh, look at those
ledges. I didn't realise I was being that obvious. I thought I was hiding it quite well.
Sorry, I just scarred you. I apologise. So I think we need to cut down on these.
But what if we have no ledges?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
I haven't seen these places until the day we go to do the interview, so we have no idea.
I might be able to show you some pictures for the next one that we do. Should we tease the next one that we're doing?
No.
Well, there's...
No.
Well,
no.
We can at least say...
No.
...that there's someone coming up.
No.
There is...
No.
There will be another
one. Keep them guessing. No, there won't. There might not.
There might not. Oh!
There might not.
Oh, okay. Well, you never know.
It's very possible that it might not happen.
These things have a... Well, because this was another problem. It was raining today. And it's actually a... just to give you a little peek behind a magician's cloth, it's Bank Holiday Monday.
Yeah, that's all part of the trick. Peek behind the magician, Anyway, it's a bank holiday.
Yeah, which are annoying at the best of times because you can't go anywhere because everywhere's shut. And you just think, well, can I... I mean, on a normal day, we could do this, but can we do it because it's a bank holiday? Which I suppose is fine because people need their days off, don't they? But it's just annoying. So we arrived at quite a few minutes to 12 o'clock at the pub, and it was supposed to open at 12. And we were just a bit worried that it was going to be open or not, even though we travelled all the way from Bristol to Chippenham.
Yeah, it's ages.
All the way.
It's a long way.
Well, it was about an hour on the train, but that was
there was a 20-minute gap between trains. We actually had a change at Bristol Temple Meads. That's how annoying it is.
Chippenham is not far from Bristol at all.
Yeah, it's like I could have walked there quicker than it would take. No, I couldn't actually.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I don't know how many of you listening to this are Bristol folk, but the transfer from Bristol Parkway to Bristol Temple Meads always takes far longer than it ever should. I think. They are not far apart. They are in Bristol. It's not a mammoth journey from. But still, it takes.
Well, the trains travel at 0.01 miles an hour.
It goes really slow between that interchange. Although we took another train today, that was the direct one from Bristol Parkway to Bristol Temple Meads, which seemed to be much quicker for some reason.
Oh, the one that stopped off everywhere.
Yeah.
The one that stops took less time.
I know. It's all very strange. Don't understand these...
blooming trains.
Yeah. It was quite a few times today, actually. I was just like... I thought the idea of a train was it supposed to be fast? It's actually supposed to get you moving? But anyway, the big travel hoo-ha that I had today was... I got stuck. I got stuck in my car. It was at Ben's house because after the interviews, all these files conveniently need converting into other files because your software can't
deal with the ones that
it's just annoying. too much for it, and it takes about 5 hours, doesn't it?
It's about four.
But still, it's a long time.
It's a long time to convert these files, yeah.
So, naturally, you know, we're time-efficient people. We set it going while we're at the pub. So we did that, and we played a bit of Mass Effect. Well, you played Mass Effect, and I watched.
That was his choice. He told me to.
It was. I quite enjoy watching people play computer games. It's a weird thing. So then we were going back to the pub. I had my bag with me. I put my bag in the bag. Open Ben's door, because I've got an old car, you have to open it from the inside. So open Ben's door, and I had the wrong foot in the footwell of my car. And I couldn't quite work out how to sort it out. So I was stuck with the wrong foot. It didn't occur to me to take my foot out of the car, put my left foot in, and then my right foot. I just put my left foot where my right foot should
be. We end up with a mat stuck in the doorway of his car.
Which was, it was scary for a moment.
It was impressive, is what it was. I mean, it takes a special type of person to get stuck getting into a car.
In their own car.
Yeah.
But on the way to the studio, Ben very helpfully took the bag off my hands.
Yeah. Because you very nearly got stuck again.
It was just, he's always like my carer, you know. I just need,
I mean, what are you going to do if I'm not there?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. It's a troubling thought. But, yes, so there might be other things, there might not.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Doo-doo-doo-doo. I was thinking about, we're thinking of going into proper big names, you know, proper celebrities.
You've ruined all chances of that ever happening now by saying that.
By saying the word celebrité.
Yeah. Get out.
I don't know. Maybe we should... Because at the moment we... I feel like we're kind of isolating some of our audience. That you know, we're interviewing comedians that I really like and I know quite a lot about, but a lot of people don't. Yeah. So
bear in mind that... Most of the people we have interviewed, I have never heard of beforehand. I mean, I look them up before we go, but I mean, you'll say, "Oh, we've got an interview with so and so," and it's like,
"Sure, but
I have no idea."
Great,
I honestly have no idea.
But to humour me, he goes, "Wow,
great!"
Just like he's so overjoyed. It's like, "Hey, guess who we've got?" But you kind of know them. No, I don't want to give too much away, but... I don't know what that was.
Should we stop now?
Why did I do that? What noise did I make earlier? I made a strange noise earlier. I went...
You make strange noises all the time. there was one of them. And again.
I just made a... I was like, I quite often I make noise and I honestly don't know what it was. It's like, what convinced me that was a good thing to do? What convinced me to, normally when I'm trying to stretch things out far longer than they should be. Thank you for listening to this needless extra.
Well, yeah, all extras are needless. Yeah. There's nothing more you can turn off now. You can pause or stop this from playing.
I think it was that. I think that was the noise I was making. I don't know why. I think I was cold.
What would possess you to make such a noise?
Cold.
You're not underwater. Get over it.